You are listening to Amud Chazara with Daniel Eisenberg. We are in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis. And we're starting at the two dots at the top of the Amud? Yeah. Okay. Well, so Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Tov Elo Hizker Shal Rosh Chodesh Bavoda Chozer. La Voda. So if somebody, we were just talking about somebody who missed various insertions in davening, right? Mashivaruach, Vasintan Matar, Tachanan Tanu, and all the halachas of that. So now we're discussing Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, in Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to insert Yalav Yavo. We're talking now about Shachris and Mincha. Marv, you're also supposed to insert it, but... We'll get to the discussion maybe about the Ma'ariv Rosh Chodesh different, but for at least for Shachris and Mincha, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, so what should you do? Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh ba'avoda. You didn't say the bracha of avoda, meaning the bracha of Ratzei. Chozer la'avoda. So you go back to the beginning of that bracha. Nizkar ba'hoda. If you remembered in the bracha of Thanksgiving, meaning modim. Chozer la'avoda. Again, go back to Ritzei. B'sim shalom. Ah, I have a good question. What about if I remembered in Sim shalom? Good question. Again, chozer la'avoda. You go back to Ritzei. So if you remember at any point after the proper place, you would go back to the beginning of Ritzei and you would say it. The truth is, l'halacha, if you would finish... and you didn't start modim yet, l'halacha, we hold that you could actually say it right there in between the brachos. But if you already started modim, then you would go back to the beginning of Ritzei. Okay.
You go back to the beginning, or you say Elokeinu and then the Sechazenu?
You go back to the beginning of Ritzei. What if you finished? I finished Shemoneh Esrei already. Chozer LaRosh. Then you go. You have to start Shemoneh Esrei all over again. Shemoneh Esrei is considered incomplete on Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, or Mincha if you did not say Al V'Yavo. So if you finished davening already, you have to start again. What?
When in the three steps, forward, backward, does that top?
So that's what the Gemara is about to get to. Amar Papa Bereid Ravacha Barada. Hod Amran Saim Chozer Rosh. Let's qualify that. This that we said that here supposed to that if you finish, then you have to go back to the beginning. Lo Amran Ella Sha'aker Raglov. That's only if somebody moved his feet. And by the way, we're going to give a few different qualifications. So, hold the halacha and ma'aseh questions to the end of this piece. So this is only somebody who moved his feet. But if he didn't move his feet yet, right, like la'akor, to uproot, if he didn't start moving his feet yet, chozer la'avoda. So at this point, it seems that you can go back to Ritzei. So what is what's considered the end of Shemoneh Esrei at this point? What does it seem like?
Is it Shalom?
Well, no, not Sim Shalom, right? We just said something else.
Oise
Shalom? Oh, I don't know about words. Moving your feet, right? Once you're taking your three steps,
I'm saying that time.
Yeah.
He's not
not saying any words. It's saying the steps. Once you start stepping away, that seems to be the thing that says Shemoneh Esrei is over. Start again.
So once you get up to Ose Shem,
once you actually start doing the act,
once you start moving your feet, game over.
Okay.
Drink Coke, play again. Amar Lay, so he says to him, Min Allah, huh? How do you know this? Where'd you hear this? Amar Lay, Abba Mari Shmieli, I heard it from Abba Mari, Abba Mari me Rav, and he heard it from Rav. So he has a episode from Rav that is the halacha. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hada Amran Akaraglov, Chozer LaRosh. Wait, hold on. Let's qualify this qualifier. When we said that if you uproot your feet, you start moving your feet, you have to go back to the beginning, that is considered the indication that Shemoneh Esrei is over and you must return to the beginning. Lo amran ela she'eno ragil lomar tachanu nimacha tfilaso. This was only said for somebody who is not accustomed to saying tachanunim, various supplications and extra prayers after his tefillah. What that means in a minute. Avo ragilo martachanu nemachar tefillah. So, but somebody who is typically he's accustomed to saying tachanunim after his davening, after Shemoneh Esrei, chozer la'avoda. He can go back to the avoda even if he already took his three steps back. So, two things. First of all, we have to define what this means. Or tachanunim. So Rashi says kigon elokainasor l'shonim eira. Ever heard of that? Right, so Elokein is l'shonim eira sha'anu omrim ba'mida achar tefila. Like we say after the tefila. So also just to clarify that back then they were saying this. They would actually take the three steps back and then say the tefila. So what? Meaning it's not like what we do. What most of us do nowadays is saying Elokein is and then the three steps. They would say. Or at least, what it seems to be talking about is that they would take the three steps back, and then they would say El Kain Atzor. So if someone's typical practice is to do such a thing, then their Shmona Esrei is not considered, according to this piece of the Gemara, their Shmona Esrei is not considered over. Not only is it not considered over by Sim Shalom, it's not even considered over when you take the three steps back. When is it considered over? After your supplications, after the tachanunim, but because your typical Shemana Esrei ends not after your three steps, after your tachanunim, after Elokai Netzor, so also your safety net also extends to that, and therefore your Shemana Esrei is not considered over with the three steps back. It's considered over after your tachanunim, and therefore if you remember in the middle of those tachanunim, then you're able to go back. To Ritzei, you don't have to go all the way back to Shmona Esrei. Okay. So we said the Lomer, El Shein Arugi Lomer Tachnunim, Akhar Tivaso, Ava Rugi Lomer Tachnunim, Akhar Tivaso, Chosu Levoda. And this, by the way, but someone who's not used to saying such Tachnunim, he doesn't usually say Elokein Netzor, so his Shmona Esrei, what defines the end of his Shmona Esrei? What's the indicator of the end of this guy's Shmona Esrei?
The end of Sim Shalom or Shalom Rav, or whatever.
So the three steps.
Okay.
The three steps.
When they start making the three steps, that would. When they start making those three steps.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's like, what if you're one and a half steps in? Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be once you move, it looks like the first step, like you've already ended it. That's what I assume. But that would be the end, right? Because, again, the Gemara qualified that when do we say you go back to the beginning? When you finish, that's when you take your steps. You akoraglo, to uproot your feet. So it sounds like the first step, right? That once you do that, that's the end. And then we said, but not so fast, right? Not always is that. It depends if you have a practice to extend it or not. So someone, according to this opinion of the Gemara, if you don't have the practice to say tachanun afterwards, then your Shmona Esrei would effectively end with the three steps, and you don't have any extra time to work with. But that's not the only version of the Gemara. Ika de Amri Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So there's another version of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's qualification. It's like a different kirsa. Ha de Amri ki lo akor raglav chozer levoda. This that we said that if you did, as long as you didn't take your steps back, you go back to the avoda. Back to Ritzei, lo amran ela sharugil lomar tachanunim achar tefilaso. We only say that you have those three steps to work with. That's a little bit of an extra time extension beyond Sim Shalom. That even if you finish Sim Shalom, but you take those three steps, that only applies lo amran ela sharugil lomar tachanunim. That's only if you do say tachanunim typically achar tefilaso. Avlan eno rugil lomar tachanunim achar tefilaso chozer larosh. So this is different. This is saying this obviously it's different. Sorry, it's an ikadamri, but this is different in the following regard. In that he's saying over here, when are the three steps back considered an extension of your Shmona Esrei, and that's the indicator of the end. And when does Sim Shalom like Amarecha Simo Yisrael Ba Shalom? How do we know that that's not the end? When is it at the three steps in the end? That's only if you're a person who typically does Elokai Netzor. So now the three steps work in your advantage because you're going to do Elokai Netzor afterwards, and therefore that extends the end of your Shmona Esrei. But if you're not somebody who does Elokai Netzor, so you don't have the three steps to end your Shmona Esrei. Once you say, Mavrecha Samo Yisrael Ba Shalom, it's game over. Right? This is how we hold the halacha. Though nowadays everybody says everybody says a kind of sore.
They used to speak different types. They didn't only say a kind of tzar.
Well, yeah, there were as we saw the Gemara in Yud Zayin, right? It quotes. Were you here, then, Gavi? We quoted a bunch of tefillos that would be at the end of Shemona Esrei's. I remember this. I remember it was Yud Zayin because I know Rav Avram Goldhar from Zichru. So he mentioned Yud Zayin. It's Yud Zayin is a used. There's a used car and there's a whole daf simon. I remember. So that's why I could tell you in a second. It's Yud Zayin. And we learned different tefillas that people would say, but nowadays we have a standard Elokai Netzor. So what is considered the end of our tefillah? What's considered the end of our tefillah is the three steps because we do say Elokai Netzor, and that's when we go hold the halacha. Okay, let's move on. Now we're going to interpret some phrases from the Mishnah. We had some strange phrases in the Mishnah, just difficult phrases to translate, right? We had making your tefillah keva. We had parsha se'ibor. What are these things? So now the Gemara is going to elaborate several of these things and learn some interesting, get some interesting ideas. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer ho tefillah so keva v'chule. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that somebody who makes this tefillah keva, the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amad Beis, that somebody who makes this tefillah keva, that it's not considered tachanunim for him, right? Somebody who makes his tefillah keva ain't tefillah so tachanunim. His tefillah is not considered a supplication. So what does it mean to make your tefillah keva? So what does keva mean? So kavua means like set. What does that mean? It sounds like a pretty good thing, right? Having set times to daven, right? We talk about a makom kavua. Isn't it supposed to be keva? Really, I should be the kind of guy who, like, you know, davens shachris once in a while. What is this? Keva. So let's define this term. We're gonna have, I think, four opinions. My keva, Amar Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Hoshaya, kos tefillah so doma alav kemasui. Anybody who makes his tefillah, who considers his tefillah like a burden, if you make it. Right, so Rashi explains how we get the lashon of keva. Behind the lashon keva, chuk kavua. It's like a strict law. Who alai lishpalo with sharich ani letseisi dechavah. So I need to be, right. What's it called? There's like a Yiddish expression like up gadavin or something like that. Like I learned it from Rav Shlomo. I thought I learned it, but I don't really remember what it was. But it's a phrase of like I was Baruch Hashem, I was yotze. I daven. I got rid of the davening. Like Baruch Hashem, I got davening out of the way early. I caught an early mincha. I caught a 1:30 mincha. I got davening out of the way. Now I can enjoy the rest of my day. So that is considering your davening to be a must, so a burden. Do you know what davening is? Davening is an opportunity to stand before the creator of the world and the master of everything, and he sets a special appointment, it's time for you to speak to him, and you're able to approach him. You're considering it a burden, like, oh, it's a chok, it's a keva, it's kavua, it's like this thing I have to deal with, this burden I have to get off my shoulders. So that's not tachanunim, that's not a considered supplication for you. It might even be considered as if you're not Yotze Tvila and you would actually be obligated to daven again if you could get the right mindset. So it's actually a serious thing. I mean, it's hard to say what this means, that it's not tachnunim for you. What does that mean? It's not tachnunim. So it doesn't work. It doesn't count as tefillah. It's a discussion in the postgame. But it's a serious thing that you should not consider your tefillah a burden. And of course, you know, we know we're human and sometimes it's hard and it's not always so easy to daven. And sometimes, you know, you find yourself in a situation where, you know, you usually daven earlier, Meyer, but you didn't, and then you're like, you know, you're in bed, you're in pajamas, you're ready to go to sleep, and oh my gosh, I forgot to daven Meyer. And, you know, and especially when I was living in Queens, and I have to try to find parking now. Like, it took me forever to find the spot in the first place. I'm going to go out and find a minion at 12 o'clock at night. Like, you know, hey, you do it, and then you kind of, that feels like a burden. But you have to try to train yourself to say, no, this is really an opportunity, it's not a burden. So that's the first shot in keva. Next shot. The Rabbanon Amr, the Rabbanon say, Kol Misha Eino Omre Belasha Taklunim. No, it's not in your mindset, but rather in your tone, in the right. It should be anything that's not in Lashon Taklunim. If it's not in supplicatory Lashon expression, then it shouldn't be keva, like keva, like robotic tefillah. It should be begging and pleading and when, and really saying the words like you mean it. And again, if it's not tachanunim, then it's not going to be tachanunim for you. Could be that it's saying that it's not going to be tefillah if it's not supplication, right? You know, when you say words of like, Hashem, please help me, I desperately need you, but you're saying it in a robotic way and no, there's no feeling in it, it's keva, so then that's not really meaningful tefillah at all. A third pshat, Rabban Rav Yosef Demri Tarvayhu, Rabban Rav Yosef, both of them said, Kol she'ina yachal lechadish b'davar, somebody who's not able to have a chiddish, to be machadish something in his tefillah, right? And Rashi says, Mi she'ina yachal lechavein libo l'shol tzarchav, someone can't have enough concentration, enough kavana to ask for what he needs, lechadish b'davar, bevakasha so, v'hayinu l'shem keva, kiyom kein esmol kein machar. Like, kayom, this is like, it's very powerful, right? He says, kayom, like today, kein esmol, so is yesterday, kein machar, so it will be tomorrow. My davening's the same, right? And especially for us, we say davening the same, Shemona Esrei, Kamat, three times a day, every single day, and it feels like very, very set, very keva, and if it's robotic, you can't think of a new thing to say, a new thing to add, so your tefillah is not a really heartfelt tefillah. This is one of the things that I find hard about davening Mincha Maariv back to back, which usually I try to avoid, I mean, aside from some, you know, sort of halachic things in, you know, tzeis and whatever else that you might want to, you know, consider, but just, in order for my Maariv to be a meaningful Maariv, it's really hard for me to do it when it's just minutes after Mincha. Let's assume I had Kavana during Mincha. I had good Kavana during Mincha, right? It's a big assumption, but let's take it for a second. I had good Kavana during Mincha. Am I able to muster the strength to daven a powerful tefillah for the same, basically this, what changed between Mincha and Maariv that the same exact things, I'm going to think of something new to daven. So it's just, that's always hard, something hard for me to connect to.
It depends on the person. Some people, they're like, once they get into it, it keeps them going. Like, once they get into, like, they have Kavanah first for an essay, they keep on going. But that's just some people.
Yeah, I'm just sharing my personal challenge. If someone could do it, great, call Kavod. I'm saying this is my personal thing with davening back to Mincha and Mincha.
Some people, it's harder the first time. And then they're like, when they get into it.
Right. And if it works, it works. For me, not as much. So anyway, that's another pshat. One challenge on that pshat. I'm Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says, "I'm a yechilna lechudashi b'mel." So I'm able to umistavina, but I'm scared. Dilma matridna. Maybe I'm starting adding new words in my Shemona Esrei. I might confuse myself. And Rashi explains he might like lose his place and not get able to cut off. Again, they're people. They're not davening with their sidurim. They don't have like, you know, the sitter app on their phones. Like they're davening baal peh. And also, they didn't necessarily have the exact set text, right? They had like a general, you know, they had set text for parts of the brachos and certain phrases. But we don't know if we had the exact same text, which is probably part of why we have different nusachos in our birchos Shemona Esrei, even though we have the same 19 brachos. So for them to start mixing things up and adding things in, he says, I'd rather stay away from that. I'm nervous about that. So don't tell me that that's considered like, oh, it's a keva tefillah. That's a problem. Okay. Last shot. Abai baravin rev chinin baravin. Anybody who doesn't daven with the dimdume chama, Rashi says the redness of the sun. Right? If you don't daven with the redness of the sun, what's the redness of the sun? The Rashi says, Tefilas Yotzer emanates. Tefilas Yotzer, the morning Tefilas with Netzachama, with sunrise, with Tefilas Amincha im Shkiyas Achama. Right? The sun is red as it, just as it rises and just as it sets. And those are optimal times for Tefilah, Netz, those of us who have been davening Netz nowadays, and the redness of the sun by Shkiyah, that's the optimal time to daven. And otherwise, it's like Kavua, it's like set. Rashi used to say, like, because you don't seem to care about it as much. You're not machpid to go lachzor achar sh'as mitzvah ve'israt. So you don't try to find the best time to do it. You just kind of do it when you can do it, and that's what he says. So again, showing the maila of davening nitz, especially this time as the Rav has continuously mentioned. You know, when we're not davening with the minyan, but just a qualification about that second half of that. It's a mitzvah to daven with the redness of the sun. My kara, what's the pasuk that's the source for davening with the redness of the sun, that the pasuk in Tehillim, Yerucha im Hashem mishulafnei yireach dor darim, that you shall fear Hashem, pasuk in Tehillim, you should fear Hashem with the sun and before the sun for generation and before the moon for generations. So you're supposed to daven with fear Hashem with the sun. Right, not Chas Hashem worshiping the sun, but as the movements of the sun come out, that's when you should do it. So now, qualification. Really? Netzachama is beautiful. What about Shkia, davening right at Shkia with the redness of the sun? In Eretz Yisrael in the West, they used to curse people, or say negative things about people who would daven with the redness of the sun, at least by Mincha. What my timer? Dilma mitrafa le shata. Maybe the time, the zman will be snatched from them. Meaning, if you wait to the last minute, really, literally the last minute for mincha, so what's going to happen? A lot more often than not, you're going to be missing zman mincha. Even once in a while, you'll miss it. Better to daven mincha at an earlier time, but neitzachama would seemingly still be appropriate to daven
early. They think there's no point in risking it. Even though it's a better time.
Right, so it's a good point. They're not denying that maybe there's something very, there is a beautiful quality of davening with the redness of the sun by Mincha, but they say it's not worth the risk. Yeah. Good hara. Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mahalech B'Malkum Sakana Mispal Tefillah Katzara V'chule. So Rabbi Yeshua said that someone who is going in a dangerous place, he should say Tefillah Katzara, short Tefillah, and the Lashon of the short Tefillah, Bechol Parshas Se'ibor, that the needs of Klal Yisrael should be before you at every Parshas Se'ibor. What is a Parshas Se'ibor? My Parshas Se'ibor, what does that mean, says the Gemara? Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Ukva, Afila B'Shah Sha'atim Ismali Aleihem Evra, that even at a time, right, this is the Ibor, even at a time where you're filled against them with anger, you have anger Hashem against them, ki isha ubara, like a pregnant woman, you kol tzerchehem lefanecha. That, so even in such a situation where you're filled with anger, so I wonder what it means. Filled with anger like a pregnant woman is filled with a baby, or filled like with anger like a pregnant woman is just filled with anger. So my wife is looking at me, and of course, that's a terrible pshat. Pregnant women are not ever angry. But it's probably the first pshat, right? Yeah, it's probably the first pshat. Why are you throwing out my dinner? It's probably the first pshat, filled, like just like a woman, a pregnant woman is filled with a child and filled with joy and a glow. So too, when Hashem is filled with the anger, Evra, so that Hashem's needs to be before. So Hashem's needs to be before Hashem. So that's the first pshat. That what's a parsha se'ibor? It's the parsha where there's ibor is like a double. It's evra and ubara, a pregnant woman, and also evra anger. So that's what it means. That Hashem should still have mercy on us and take care of our needs in this dangerous situation. Another gear. So ikudami amar Rav Chisda amar Bar Okva. No, this is what Rav Chisda amar Bar Okva said. Afilu b'shash shehim overim al divrei Torah. Even when they're over, right? So it's partial say ibor is when they're doing averus, when they're over transgressing divrei Torah. You tarkechem. Levanecha, your needs should be before them. Rashi just adds a little bit on the parshas. He says, "V'loshen parshas ha'ibor shehein porshin lavera." When they separate themselves to avera, so parshas ibor means distancing yourself from the ratzon Hashem and going into transgressions. And even so, but it's the same idea. Basically, even though we don't deserve it, Hashem is angry at us because we're doing averos. Nevertheless, He should have mercy on us. Tanu Rabbanan hamahalech b'makom gedudei chaya v'listim. If a person is, there's a brisa that says that a person is going on the road and there are bands of animals or bandits, so it's a dangerous place. Mispile tefillah katzara. He should take tefillah katzara. Ve'ezahi tefillah katzara. And what is the tefillah katzara he should say? So we quoted one in the Mishnah. We're going to quote different other versions of a tefillah katzara. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Asay Ritzonacha v'shamayim ima'av v'say nachas roch liyirecha mitachas. That Hashem, do your will from Shemayim above and give nachas ruach to those who fear you below. V'hatov b'necha say, and do what is good in your eyes. Baruch Hashem, Shemayet Tevila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, Rabbi Shira says, Shema Shava Samachal Yisrael, Hashem, hear the Shava, the cry, the groan of your nation Yisrael, Vasei Mehera Bakashasam, fulfill their requests quickly, Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tvila. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Shema Tzaka Samachal Yisrael, listen to the cry of your nation Yisrael, Shava and Tzaka are slightly different Lashonos, not now, we're not going to get into what the difference is now. Vasei Mehera Bakashasam, similar end, Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tvila, Acher Momer, others say, Tzarchei Amecha Yisrael Merubin, V'datam Kitzara. The needs of your nation are many, and their intelligence and ability to ask for these things, as Rashi explains, is very narrow. Yiratzon Lofanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shatitin L'chol Echad V'Echad Kidei Panasaso L'chol Gvia Gvia Dai Machsora. Hashem, may it be your will, Hashem, our God, that you give to each one of them exactly what he needs for his parnasa, to give to everybody what he's lacking. Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tefila. The same ending. Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Tefila. Amar Rehuna Halacha Kacherim. Halacha is like a cherim. That is what we call Tefila Kitzara. Amar Le'el Yahu L'Rav Yehuda Achua D'Rav Salah Hasida. So Eliyahu said, Eliyahu Navi said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah the Chasid, Lo Tirtach V'Lo Techati. Don't become angry and you won't sin. Lo tarvi velo techati. Don't become drunk and then you won't sin. Ukushata yotze l'darecha l'davecha hamelech. Sorry, my Gemara is a little fuzzy. Ukushata yotze l'darech, and when you go out on the road, darech hamelech bekonech v'tze. Oh no, sorry. Yotzei l'derech, if you're going out on the road, himalech bekonech vitzei. First, check with your creator, and then go, right? Make sure you ask Hashem, your creator, before you go out on the road. Ask permission before you leave. My hamalech bekonech, what does it mean to check with your creator, to vitzei, and then go? And Rabbi Yaakov, and Rav Chisda, zut tfilas haderech. This is the famous tfilas haderech. Ask permission, take leave before the king, for Hashem, for the Creator, and then go. V'amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Yotzei L'Derech, Tzarech Yisbal Tefilas Haderech. Anybody who's about to go out to the road, he should daven Tefilas Haderech. My Tefilas Haderech, what is that? Yiratzon Lofanecha Hashem Elokai. Maybe the will before you, Hashem my God, Shetuchin L'Shalom, that you lead me to peace. You make my footsteps in peace. V'tisvechein L'Shalom, you support me in peace. V'satzilein Mikako Ori V'Ore B'Derech. And you save me from the hands of any enemy or any ambush on the road. V'tishlach bracha b'maseh yadai, and you should send bracha into my hands. V'tzineni l'chein l'chesed l'rachamim be'enecho v'enecho ro'ai, and you should place favor and kindness and mercy in your eyes and the eyes of anybody who sees me. Bracha Hashem shemeya tefila. Right, blessed be your Hashem, the one who hears tefila. Amar Abaye says something also I've been thinking a lot about these days. Li'olam lishtatef inish nafshei b'hadetz tibura. A person should always be mishtatef, always join himself with the tzibur. Hechi neima. So Rashi says, "Al yispal tefila kitzara b'lashon yachid." Don't daven b'lashon yachid. He says tefila kitzara, but based on the hemshach of the Gemara, it seems to me at least also tefila sederach. Ella b'lashon rabin, you should say shemitoch kach tefila nishmas. Your tefila is more heard when you join in the tzibur. So therefore, you should not just daven b'minyan, and not just daven even if you can't have a minyan, daven with a group of people over Zoom, but use a lashon rabin. Right, hechi neima. How should he say it? Yiratzon Lofanecha Hashem Elokeinu, not Elokai. Shetoli cheinu l'shalom v'chulei. You should use this lashon rabim. I think when I saw this earlier today, I was just thinking about how applicable it is and how much we're trying to be mishtatef with the tzibur, trying to join in. So using a lashon rabim, it's a very beautiful thing. When you're davening alone, let's say you're not davening over Zoom, you're by yourself, but when you say Rifeinu Hashem Bereich Aleinu, all the tefillah, so it's a lashon rabim. You're connecting to something much bigger than yourself. And it's Hashem. The discussion will continue on certain more halachos of tefillah sadar.